Anusha Ansari always dreamed of traveling into space.
It started when I was very young in Iran, and I basically fell in love with the stars. I used to sleep outside on my grandparents' balcony at nights, just looking at the night skies and seeing all those wonderful shining stars made me want to be closer to them. I looked at the stars and I felt the answers to life's most important questions are out there.
Years later, Anusha Ansari fulfilled her dream, became the first Muslim woman to venture into space. But it wasn't easy. Her family left Iran shortly after the revolution in 1979 and moved to America. Eventually, she married and, with her husband, built up a telecommunications company, which they ended up selling for more than $500 million. The money gave Ansari the chance to chase her lifelong ambition, a trip into space, on board the International Space Station. Ansari writes about her journey in the book My Dream of Stars. Her first step was to train with a group of Russian cosmonauts.
So the training is about 6 months full-time, pretty much in Star City, which is a military base close to Moscow, and that's where all the cosmonauts and astronauts train. You have to pre-qualify for the training.
You have to prove that you're physically able to withstand it, I suppose.
Yes. The Russians were actually not very especially happy to have a woman in the program. So they tried hard to discourage me and disqualify me, but I was determined that I'm not going home. So I stayed and I pushed through it.
They tried all sorts of things, I gather, including the centrifuge that sends you around and around. You spin until you're just about ready to pass out.
Yes, the centrifuge actually was one of the pre-qualification tests. And usually what they do is they do a run. They go up to 4 Gs, which is 4 times the force of gravity. And before they started the test, they said they decided to ramp it up to 9 Gs. And I was scared, but I didn't let, you know, my fears to show. And I said, okay, fine, let's go, let's do it. So I went through it and it was a difficult test. But fortunately, I actually made it through with flying colors and surprised and raised some eyebrows there. So it helped me actually to get through the program.
You were unusual in this program, not only a woman, and they hadn't been prepared to cope with that, but also you wanted to sew the flag of Iran on your spacesuit. And I gather that was not something that they were very happy about either.
Yes. Someone wrote an article and mentioned the fact that I was wearing the flag on my training suit. And right after that, I was told that I have to remove the flag. And I'm like, why is that? I mean, this is not something controversial. I wasn't advertising anything, and I was just wearing the colors of the flag.
But this was clearly important to you. You wanted to have those colors on your suit.
It absolutely was important because I wanted to make sure that I showed that I came from Iran, and I wanted to show the world a different image of Iranians because I was tired of seeing what's shown on TV all the time and what people perceive as an Iranian woman. And also, by that time, the word had gotten out about me being part of the space flight, and millions of Iranians all over the world were so excited and so happy, and they're watching and they're following me. And I thought I was bringing a message that, you know, I'm an Iranian who lives in America and I have made peace with both of these countries that are part of my life. And I was able to take the positives from both cultures and both countries.
But you were a practicing Muslim. The revolution, did it have an effect on your beliefs?
I should say that it didn't necessarily have an impact on my true belief in the spiritual nature of our universe. It had an impact on some of the practices, on some of the things I saw, and how sometimes religion is used to manipulate people in doing things that are not necessarily the teachings of that specific religion.
You were drawing a lot of attention from both Iranians at home in Iran, but also around the world. Did your trip draw a lot of attention in the rest of the Muslim world?
It did, especially women. Muslim women were very excited and happy. It was sort of not only a positive image for women in Iran, but also positive image of Muslim women all over the world.
We've talked about all of the work that you put into making it possible to be a part of this trip, but not about the trip itself. You spent, what was it, 11 days in space, and that was 2006. What was it like?
It was absolutely wonderful, just best experience I've ever had in my life. It was just amazing, the experience of being able to see Earth from space. It was just breathtaking and an image that has stayed with me and will stay with me forever. And it changes the way you see your life and basically you see the universe and your role in it.
In spiritual terms, clearly it was enormously valuable to you, but there is another part of it. I mean, it wasn't all easy, was it? You were sick the first day you were up in space. I guess that's not at all uncommon.
Yes, the body goes through a lot of changes being in the microgravity of space. So the first 2 days, my body was going through this adjustment. So I had the first thing that most people suffer from is difficulties with their vestibular system that causes nausea. So I forgot all my training and I was so excited in the capsule the first day that I kept flying all over the place and flipping around, and that did it. And I got very sick and had to take some medication for that, which made me drowsy. But then also you get headache because the fluid in your body shifts up to your head and puts a lot of pressure on your sinuses. And also because your spine starts stretching, you actually become taller in space, which is great because I'm a short person, but also it puts a lot of strain on your lower back, so you get lower back pain.
Was this the hardest part of the trip?
Not really. I would say the hardest part was the landing. You know, the Soyuz capsule is pretty much like the Apollo capsules, but it's smaller. And instead of landing in water, it lands on the ground. So the impact at landing is pretty hard, and it really shakes you up and feels like being in a car crash. So I would say that part probably was the hardest.
What was the most memorable part of the trip for you?
I would say seeing Earth for the first time, because it was very emotional for me. And up to that point, I didn't believe or realize that this all was happening and I am in space. But once I saw Earth from space and I was able to feel sort of the warmth and the energy of it, it's when it clicked that I'm actually here, I'm in space, and I have realized my dream and something that I talked about it all my life. It was happening to me, and it was a very, very special moment.
Anousheh Ansari is the author of the memoir, My Dream of Stars, From Daughter of Iran to Space Pioneer.